Adams. Mayor Eric Adams has been indicted and faces criminal charges. Hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let's rock.
Hey, folks, I'm breaking in to Dan Abrams' program with pretty big news. If you've been following the saga in New York City, it is culminating with a wallop tonight. The New York City mayor, Eric Adams, being indicted. There is not much I can tell you other than some specifics and some still big questions. For starters, this is a federal investigation, one of about five, if I am just counting off the top of my head. But this is a federal investigation. But right now, the indictment is sealed, so we don't know what the exact charges are going to be. But here are a couple of things I can tell you. There is an FBI investigation that is currently underway right now of the mayor, and this is the culmination of that FBI investigation tonight. You probably heard the astounding news that federal agents stopped him in the street some weeks ago and seized his phones, and then also seized telephone and electronic devices of a number of people in his office, including high-ranking officials in his office. But that's not the only investigation that the New York City mayor is under. He's also dealing with myriad other investigations. Let me just go down the list. Number two, the U.S. attorney is investigating his deputy mayors, his school chancellor, the special assistant to the mayor, all of these regarding allegations that there might have been some migrant service contracts that were funneled towards perhaps friends or...
I'm going to rewind the last part for y'all. I'm going to rewind this last... What? Man, I caught this. Oh, man, I've been... The last 2.5 years I've been calling this. I'm going to rewind that last part for y'all.
Assistant to the mayor, all of these regarding allegations that there might have been some migrant service contracts that were funneled towards perhaps friends.
Where do I start? Where do I begin? Where y'all want me to start to break this down at? Huh? When I was going through all of the different migrant service contracts, y'all remember when I was doing that? And I was deep diving and I was trying to understand who are these companies and what are these LLCs and what is this staffing company and why are they advocating for migrants to come in and take care of their city? You know, when I start asking questions, I get curious. And when I get curious, I start going down a rabbit hole. When I go down a rabbit hole and then I hit a stop, I had to make a conclusion. I said it. I've been telling y'all. You don't think that this is just a result of them getting with the Turkish consulate in order to get... Come on, man. They raided everybody. All of his top aides took all of their devices. Everybody around him, they enclosed on him. And I think that this is just the beginning. How high up does it go? How high up does the rabbit hole go? I'm scared, honestly. I believe... I believe that the rabbit hole goes so deep, because it doesn't make sense. If you are an American and you love your country or you love your city, it doesn't make sense unless you're incentivized to do so, to sell out your people. The only time, that's why it says the love of money is the root of all evil. The only time that you can convince somebody to do something against something that they love is if you incentivize them to do so. It all makes sense. Why would they be flying millions of migrants over here? Why would they be forcing Texas to open up their borders. Why would they let 21 million? We not asking the right questions. Why would they do that? Why would they do it? Why would they do it? Brandon Johnson claims to be of the church. And he's not a part of this, but I just got to ask the question. Brandon Johnson, Chicago mayor, claims to be a part of the church, right? Middle school teacher, Mayor Mohawk. Why would they know that they got a fiscal cliff coming. They know that they facing a $942 million budget deficit. They know that these communities are underfunded. They know that people are dying every day. They right there, they get all of the data and the inside information. Why would they spend $700 million on people that's not even American citizens coming over here illegally? Why would they do that? Why? There's no logic, no reason, no understanding as to why they would do it. So now as we start to uncover it, right? You know, we start to pull back the veil and we start to understand it a little bit more. We start to understand it. Let me see something.
Hello.
Hello. I'm gonna make a phone call in a minute. It don't make sense. It never made sense to me at all.
Or connections. That's a second investigation into the mayor's office. And then there is a third investigation of his administration. The police commissioner also being investigated.
Everybody is in on it.
You might have heard.
Everybody is in on it.
About
except for the American people.
The police commissioner and his twin brother were doing with various nightclubs around the city regarding police protection, etc. Sounds a bit mobster, I know, but that's the headline on that third investigation. And then there is this fourth big investigation that's ongoing about foreign influence, and that's the U.S. attorney in Brooklyn. It's been looking into the mayor's office regarding.
I disagree with you, Eric. Some people is above the law.
And possibly the recruiting of senior officials in the mayor's office by China. AKA spying. There's been a lot of developments in that case as well. But tonight, big breaking news that is just kind of like, you just have to think about this for a second. This is the 110th mayor of the nation's largest city. And the very first time any of those 110 mayors has been federally indicted. I can't tell you the whereabouts right now of Mayor Adams. I know that there is likely to be an appearance tomorrow morning, but I can tell you this. The mayor is speaking
I'll see you play back,
Rome. And loudly. This is the statement that he has released, and I'll quote him directly. I always knew that if I stood my ground for New Yorkers, that I would be a target, and a target I became. If I am charged, I am innocent, and I will fight this with every ounce of my strength and of my spirit. You might remember that this mayor was elected just about 3 years ago. His.
Okay. Y'all want me to make my new predictions? Y'all want me to make my. It's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. Do y'all want me to make my new predictions? Look. I think that he know too much. This is my opinion. Let me preface this by saying that this is not a fact. This is my opinion. I think he knows too much. The White House won't even talk to Eric Adams, and this dude is the mayor of the most prosperous, tax-paying, populous, one of the biggest cities in the world. They won't even take this phone call. He went all the way to the White House. Remember when I was documenting it all last year and they wrote that letter and he was petitioning the Biden administration for some visibility? They won't take his phone call. Listen, y'all. Listen. Come on, y'all. Let's put our thinking hats on. The Democratic National Convention was just in Chicago. You telling me the mayor of the biggest city, one of the biggest Democrats, in the entire country, one of the most powerful people overseeing an entire city, don't even show up? The Republican National Convention had Ron DeSantis, Governor Wheelchair, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Vivek Ramaswamy. They had an all-star lineup of every visible Texas governor. He wasn't even in a building. He wasn't even in a... They distanced themselves from Eric Adams years ago. Couldn't even get a phone call through to the White House. Biden is on the View. Eric Adams is getting indicted.
Campaign pledge was to reduce crime.
Governor Wheelchair is a governor of Texas. He Professor X to me. All right.
And to bring professionalism and swagger to the largest municipal government in the United States. But he certainly was criticized by many for staffing his top positions in his administration with friends and loyalists. And his inner circle, as I have just laid out, has been just engulfed with so many different investigations. Federal agents not only seized the phones of top city officials, but also a top aide to Mr. Adams, seized the phones of the school chancellor, seized the phones of the police commissioner, and that commissioner and the school chancellor later resigned. So now we can also tell you.
Let me make sure I got my life insurance policy in effect. I gotta make sure that my life insurance policy in effect. This is crazy, man. This is crazy. And I'm getting too much visibility, and I'm asking too many questions, and I'm a C student. I'm dumb.
About that, the seizing of Mayor Adams' electronic devices. I thought it was just, it was actually last November. So it's coming up on a year since the federal officials have actually been in possession of the mayor's phones and electronic devices. So you can imagine the deep dive that the feds have been doing with those electronics devices. We were told as well that at least his aides have claimed that he was working with the authorities and cooperating.
But you know why Tiffany Hinyer's still partying, still going live on Facebook, even though she's spending all taxpayers' money and bankrupting that little city down there? It's not nobody care about Dalton, Illinois. Nobody cares. They going after the big fish. Listen, it's more millionaires and billionaires in New York than any other city in the United States of America. Probably the world. Probably the world. It's probably more millionaires in New York than any other city in the world. I'm just guessing. I don't know. 8 million people. One out of every, 24 people is millionaires in New York? Ain't nobody thinking about these poor folk over there in Dalton, Illinois. Ain't nobody thinking about no poor folk over there. Somebody help us. Okay, they probably looked at the stats. All right, what's the household median income over there in Dalton? Under 40,000. So who else we got next on the list? I ain't thinking about them. Not to say yourself, you gotta increase your net worth. Think about it. It's almost as though if somebody majors in your city loses their life, it's going to be a big deal. Homeless people and regular people die on the street every day and nobody knows their name. Nobody even trip about it. They move on with their life. That's how they look at your small city. You the mayor, and although you got a bunch of visibility, ain't nobody checking for you. Ain't nobody checking for you. Ain't nobody tripping. And they don't care. Tiffany. Ain't nobody tripping off of her.